This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
As you guys know, the thing that bothers me the most about what's going on with Trump is that we have a lot of Republicans, conservatives, whatever, people who like Trump, maybe. Anyway, they've been changed. I'm not going to vote for Trump anymore. I voted for him twice, and if he runs, I'm not voting. And I'm thinking to myself, really? Wow, what did he do? What did he do over the last 4 years that would make you, well, if you're going to bring up J6 or tweeting or he's in the news too much or lawsuits, I'm just going to be blunt. You're an idiot. And this has nothing to do with Donald Trump. This has to do with how easily manipulated you are to go for the nonsense of the left. That is amazing to me. Because when you put it in and just juxtapose it next to what Biden has done, you got to be asking yourself, how could you possibly want to get rid of Donald Trump? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. Now, there are going to be people out there because they always write to me all the time, Kevin, you're for Donald Trump. Fine. I don't really give a crap. Think what you want of me. Put whosever name in there you want. And I would still be the same. But here's what's most interesting to me is that when you look at Donald Trump and his accomplishments and then what they were doing to him while he was trying to accomplish stuff, and he's vindicated, not once, not twice, on every single issue. He's vindicated. Stormy Daniels, vindicated. E. Jean Carroll, vindicated. Russian collusion, vindicated. Ukrainian BS, vindicated. China, vindicated. All of his policies, vindicated by what Joe Biden was doing. And every time somebody has a discussion about it, well, I'm just not sure. It so boggles the mind. And I've given many analogies. Okay, would you not want Usain Bolt to be your guy to run the 100? Because he sat out for 3 months or something. Give me what, in other words, take the best, somebody that's been the best, and you say, no, I don't want this person. I don't want Brad Pitt in my next movie. Okay? Because he makes too much money in movies, so I don't want him. Now I want to find somebody else. I don't know what analogies or what metaphors I need, but let me tell you, the idea that the left can so easily sway us, that is the biggest problem. That's what we should be analyzing. It has nothing to do with Donald Trump. Because Trump did his part. There is nobody in the Republican rhino, even Democrat and independent movement, that can't look at what Trump has done and say to themselves, you know what, he improved politics. He absolutely did. He made people accountable. On every level. And we are in this discussion. And I'll tell you, I've said this, and I'll say it again. Anybody who's running for office, you should be skeptical of. Tim Scott, DeSantis, Mike Pence, which he hasn't declared yet, Nikki Haley, John Bolton, Asa Hutchinson. And see, I know some of them. I know some of them very well. And I'm telling you, they are doing the worst thing they could possibly do to the Republican Party. They're weakening it. They're taking a guy who absolutely deserves a second term, and they're trying to minimize him. Think of it this way. Did Barack Obama deserve a second term after his first term in office? You already know the answer. Does Joe Biden deserve a second term after his first term in office? I think you know the answer to that. And you look at their records, and compare them to what Donald Trump did in his first term, and you say the, and we have people going, oh, what's Donald Trump? How freaking idiotic can you be? I don't care if you're pissed off. Get pissed. Doesn't bother me. I don't care what name you put in there. If Donald Trump or Barack Obama, I'd be asking the same question. How will we not want this guy again? I don't care if he's a Democrat. If he did what, if Barack Obama did what Trump did, I would have voted for him in 2012. God is my witness. And I think many of you would have too. We might have been like, man, I never would have predicted this knucklehead would have been that good. But wow, I got to hand it to him. You couldn't even be mad at him. Well, Kevin, we could start a trend. Suddenly, we'll be voting for Democrats. If Democrats did what Trump did, I'd vote for him. It's that simple. What you're still witnessing, folks, is a silent coup against Donald Trump. And I've read many articles. People, I voted for him twice. I'm not voting for him. I don't believe them. I don't believe when they say they voted for him twice. A couple of people have told me this, and they're very accomplished people. But I'm going, I don't believe you. I don't believe you could vote for Donald Trump twice, watch what he's gone through, watch the level of vindication that has occurred in every possible way, and then tell me, well, I'm just sick of him. It's a repeat of 2020. No, it isn't. A repeat of 2020 would mean Donald Trump had already won, and we're not even having this discussion because he kicked Joe Biden's butt. And the Liz Cheney's of the world, we'll talk about her another day, but the Liz Cheney's of the world who want to call you election deniers and use the January 6th, everything they've said is debunked. They cheated their butts off. And you know what's so bad about it? They cheated their butts off right in front of our faces. Catch me if you can. I dare you. That's where we are in this country right now, is catch me if you can. In everything. Hunter Biden, catch me if you can. Hillary Clinton, catch me if you can. All of them. So I'm going to talk about this. Because I'm seeing polling. Oh, DeSantis has already closed the gap on Trump. I told you, here's what they're going to do. Donald Trump has a 40-point lead. Donald Trump's lead is only 36. Donald Trump's lead is only 20. Oh, my gosh, look at what's going on with Trump. They're going to try to show you. It's shrinking, shrinking, shrinking. I looked at a poll today that showed Trump had gone down 4 points. DeSantis was up 5 or 6. And all the other candidates had lost a little bit, but the idea was that DeSantis is already cutting into Trump's lead. What do you think? I don't know. Hey, when we come back, we're going to talk about another series of lies. I'm just going to surprise you, so tune in. We'll be back.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and the annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I warned you guys, I said that leftists, including the COVID Gestapo, would back away from their lies as if nothing happened. And that is exactly what's going on right now. And I'm going to get to this. I'll explain that in just a bit. But before I get to that, I want to remind you what these people said about COVID. And this is, I believe, CNN saying that Fox News was spreading disinformation, just like there were people that wrote to me and said it. And the reason why I'm playing this is I'm never going to let anybody survive this. You're not going to live this down. I'm going to remind you everything that was said. And because what I talk to you about next, you're going to definitely see that there were people out there spreading their own lies while we were right.
Not sure, don't share.
Yeah, and to that point, you said that disinformation coming from so-called bad actors is also to blame for this. And I want our viewers to have an idea of disinformation being spread on the right. Take a listen. There's nothing more anti-democratic, anti-freedom, than pushing an experimental drug on Americans against their will.
The idea that you would force people to take medicine they don't want or need, is there a precedent for that in our lifetimes? I feel like a vaccination in a weird way is just generally kind of going against nature.
I wonder if that person has ever flown in an airplane or a car or taken an Advil. But besides that, President Biden did accuse social media platforms of killing people. Do you think conservative media like Fox News are doing the same? Are they killing people, too, with rhetoric like you just heard?
Well, then I think all of us, including the media, including individuals, health professionals, have a responsibility to share the truth about health as science dictates, as science informs us. And, you know, unless we do that, unless we are honest about the consequences of our communication with people, unless we are rigorous about ensuring that what we communicate is actually sourced from science and not from opinion on critical issues like the vaccine, then we are going to ultimately put people at risk. And that is my great worry, Dana. There are people all across our country, and I hear from folks all the time, who are struggling to make decisions about their health. After this very difficult year we've been through, people deserve to have access to accurate information. They deserve to hear that from their leaders. They deserve to hear that from the media. They deserve to see that on platforms online. And that they need that information to be able to make decisions to protect themselves and their families. That's the least we can do for them.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to. So, I love how they set that up. Bad actors. They're spreading all this misinformation. Nothing more anti-freedom Fox News. She says there's nothing more anti-freedom than pushing an experimental drug. And they say, oh, yes, there is. Force people to take medicine they don't want or need. That's what Tucker Carlson said. And then another person said it's like going against nature, which, of course, we know that the body is really the best way to build an immunity, if you will, against some pathogen. And then he goes on, the guy comes back, he says, we have a responsibility to share the truth, you ready for this, as dictated by science. He says it should be given rigorous analysis. None of that occurred. All talk. None of it occurred. And it really bugs me because this is one of these things where we were so right. And not only that, we were so right on so many levels that it's pathetic. How we could ever listen to these people again is beyond me. They were wrong about the origins of the disease. They weren't wrong about it. They lied about it. They lied about the number of people who actually died from it. They lied about the people, and technically who died from it were people who were at risk for any disease, mostly older people. This disease didn't even kill the young. Then they said they used all those lies to scare the hell out of everybody and then invoke mandatory vaccines, mandatory masks, social distancing, shut the economy down, and a host of other things that never should have happened. And why did they do it? If you didn't say to get Trump, well, you'd be wrong. They did it to get Trump. And I know there are people out there, but Kevin, it was deeper. You're right. It was deeper than that. They did it because they want to depopulate this planet, and they did it to see how we would respond. And they got everything they wanted. And now you know what they're doing? They're backing away. You ready? Here are the numbers, folks. By the way, Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. More than 300 COVID-19 related articles have been retracted long after they've done their damage due to a lack of scientific truthfulness and ethical guidelines. And this is according to Retraction Watch. Did you even know that there was a site called Retraction Watch? A website that monitors retractions of science related articles. I dare you to go. Go look at it. All you naysayers. Yeah, here's what's funny about this to me. What's funny? I swear, what I'm about to tell you cracks me up. I knew these people were lying. I knew all this data was wrong. And I didn't have to look up anything. I didn't have to go to a retraction website. I looked at all this stuff and said, this is total BS. And I know it without even using my brain. Now, many of you felt the same way, but there were many other people out there that didn't. And you were calling me, you were sending me notes and questions. Kevin, I don't know. Kev, what do you think? What do you think, Kevin? And I told you all, it is a big, fat lie on all levels. Don't buy into it. Don't let them sell you this, because here's what's going to happen. If you let them get away with it, they're going to say, ooh, it was easy to do, and they'll do it easier the next time. You have to revolt. You have to say, I'm never going to lock down. You have to exercise what the only country in the world knows how to exercise, which is pure, unadulterated freedom. A total of 330 COVID-related papers have been retracted thus far. According to Gunvig Gurland, a senior researcher at the Institute of Immunology at the University of Oslo, many researchers took ethical shortcuts when writing their essays. Surprised? He says it will, of course, be withdrawn when it's found that ethical guidelines have been breached. This is what he quipped to Chrono, which is an academic news publication. I told you, we've already started looking into this and saying to ourselves, look, all these universities, these think tanks, these so-called experts are scam artists. They get paid to say what they're told to say. They use erroneous, fictitious, made-up, pull from betwixt their buttocks data and try to pass themselves off as academics or experts, when laymen like us are actually smarter.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Compromise is the word that lawmakers all over the political spectrum are celebrating or denigrating when it comes to the debt ceiling and spending bill. Some lawmakers on the far ends of both parties don't like it, but most say it's a compromise that must happen. A Christian megachurch in suburban Des Moines is the first stop tonight for Florida governor and official presidential candidate Ron DeSantis in a 2-day, 5-city tour of Iowa. He then heads to New Hampshire and South Carolina. It's been about 3 months since former President Jimmy Carter entered end-of-life care at his home in Plains, Georgia. Now the Carter Center has announced that former First Lady Rosalynn Carter has dementia. Statement says she continues to live happily at home. The NBA and NHL finals are set. The Miami Heat face the Nuggets starting Thursday in Denver. Stanley Cup finals begin Saturday in Las Vegas as the Golden Knights host the Florida Panthers. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Part of the attack on Donald Trump is an attempt to attack his character. And I find it really interesting that the left, who are the most characterless people on the planet, I don't care what color they are, they're all just evil. They have no character, no moral core, moral compass, no ethical core, nothing. And boy, are they quick to jump on, ooh, these Republicans, these conservatives, look at them. Well, we're flawed. And see, the way we can fight it is by admitting it. We're flawed. We do everything they do. We just don't do it to the degree that they do. We do everything they do. We are, you don't know why? Because we're humans. Human beings. We are subject to all the temptations and the debauchery of life. And we've just learned how to deal better with it because we have a moral and ethical core generally centered around something bigger than we. In this particular case with me, it's God, it's country, it is truly the greater good. I bet it's much the same with you. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. I'm going to talk about Stormy Daniels. See, she was one of these people that they attempted to bring Trump down. They thought, oh, we'll get him. You know, because he's the divorce guy that had the bankruptcies, and that wasn't enough, so they had to do the bimbo eruption. And remember, there was more than just Stormy Daniels, but she's the one that stuck. Because the idea here is, well, he messed around. You know how many Democrats mess around? I mean, really? Is this the subject that we're talking about? He messed around? So did Bill Clinton. But I don't even believe the story of with Stormy Daniels. I'm going to tell you, I call this particular segment of the show Anatomy of a Lie. Here's what they wrote. Porn actress Stormy Daniels regrets opening up about an alleged affair with former President Donald Trump and accused Trump supporters of threatening her. Daniels told Good Morning Britain that she spoke her truth about the alleged affair. I love how they spoke her truth about the alleged affair and the hush money payments. But it was just for nothing. That's what she said. It was just for nothing. She says she doesn't believe that Trump will be convicted of criminal charges related to the alleged hush money payments made during the 2016 election campaign. And here's what she says. I just don't feel like if people don't want to face facts and see the truth and make a change, let somebody get away with this, then you know what? I'd rather have the time back with my family. Okay. So let me just apply a little bit of Kevin Jackson common sense here. So I'm looking at a situation where this woman, who is a porn star and obviously a prostitute, and she says, I'm going to have access to this billionaire. I don't know how it would have come up. because I find it difficult to believe that Donald Trump would go, you know, I want to find myself one of the biggest skanks out there. And I want to have sex with her. Was she at a party? He noticed her and said, who is she? And somebody goes, oh, she's a porn star and a prostitute. You know, everybody wants to be with... Okay, forget it. You get where I'm going? I don't know. Look, I've hung around enough of these things. I'm not going to make myself sound innocent because I've been an athlete. I've been with athletes. I'm talking about at the professional level. I've been around celebrities, and the caliber of women there are pretty spectacular. I could tell you some situations where you just go, what? Wow. So I know what's out there, and no offense, but you go, well, she's a porn star, and there's another girl who's, I mean, I wouldn't be in the Stormy Daniels line. I'm more of a, I don't know. Jennifer Anderson, you know, Anderson or whatever her name is, I'd be like, okay, well, I'd like to meet her. I don't want to meet Stormy. But, okay, let's go with it. Let's pretend that Donald Trump, yep, he's all about Stormy. Oh, I got to give me some of that right there. Boy, that's tough to get right there. Okay. Well, if he did and he said, hey, Stormy, listen, like to make you a deal. Let's date. I mean, I want you to understand how incredible to believe the story it has to be. That this billionaire comes up to you that you probably want to meet because it's not like he's some obscure guy. He's pretty well known. And he wants to spend time with you. And he says, look, I'm going to pay you $130,000 to be with me, but you just got to keep your mouth shut. Here's the hush money. I'm going to pay you because there's just not enough sex for me out there. Now, this is the same guy that said women come up to him, throw themselves at him, will even let him grab him by the hoo-ha, and they won't do anything, okay? But in this moment of weakness, as a billionaire playboy, he decides, I want to get the unattainable. Yeah, I'm looking around at people going like you're crazy, right? The unattainable, the woman who has sex on camera for a living, is going to now suddenly become pious and go, well, you know, well, I have to get to know you first, Daniel, Donald. What the flunk do you want me to believe? Are you kidding? This never occurred. He met her. Hey, how you doing? Whatever. Good to see you. Thanks for coming to the party. Oh, okay. Adult films. Yeah, maybe I've seen you. Whatever. But the conversation doesn't go the way that she goes. But let's play along, right? Let's play along. Let's act like, Stormy, we believe her. And Donald Trump said, you know, I'd love to get with you, but look, you got to sign some paperwork here. You got to say that it would never happen. Because, God forbid, Melania, my ugly wife, finds out about it. You know, I'm just finding it a little incredible to believe. And then what's funny is, she goes on, she says, I'm not frightened of him. He doesn't scare me at all. I'm frightened of his sycophants and his followers. So she's upset with us because we're calling her out. She said she would absolutely testify against Trump if called on. She told Piers Morgan that last month she was excited about the possibility to testify against Trump and hoped he would be jailed if convicted. Now, see, this is where I go to the anatomy of the lie. You hope he would be jailed if he's convicted. So you meet a guy because they talk about Daniels claims she had consensual sex with Trump in 2006, an allegation he denies. Well, if you, I'm just playing along here, if you had consensual sex, it wasn't like this E. Jean Carroll nutcase that says, Trump raped me, I don't know how, it could have been with his finger or with his toes or with his nose, I'm not really sure, but I'm pretty sure when he looked at me, it was rape. But here's Stormy Daniels going, no, I had consensual sex. I was happy to be with the man. I'm glad. You go from happy, getting a fat payment, the most money you've ever made for a one-time encounter with a man, and you're now ready for him to go to jail. I want him convicted. How dare he have consensual sex with me, give me $130,000, and then what? What did he do? How did he aggrieve you? He said, look, if we had consensual sex, I would appreciate it if you wouldn't talk about it. Isn't that what women want? Don't talk about it. Don't be telling people my business of them. Yeah. You get where I'm going, folks, here. She wants a man to go to jail because she had consensual sex and got paid a lot of money. I don't know any woman like that. I don't know a woman who goes, I agree to have sex with you, and you're going to pay me. I mean, okay, if they did this, can you imagine what the call girl industry would be like? Okay, so you're going to pay me $5,000 for the night, and we're all going to agree that this is what I do. And then years later, I'm going to say, oh, he paid me $5,000 to have consensual sex. I'd like him jailed. Oh, but Kevin, that's not his crime. His crime is he covered it up. He didn't, huh? No, he didn't. What I'm telling you is none of it happened. From a common sense perspective, if you can't get me to book to what connect the dot number two, breadcrumb number two, I can't buy the story. Because I keep coming back to this. Tell me where you met. What circumstances? Oh, well, we were. Yeah, and I don't know the story. Maybe you guys do. Trump was driving by in his limo, and I was on the street, and he called me over and said he needed me for the. Oh, wait a minute. That's a movie. That's a Pretty Woman. Sorry, I was thinking of something else. Certainly wasn't a Pretty Woman scenario. It was nothing because it never happened. And by the way, it doesn't help Stormy Daniels' cause when it turns out Stormy is the person who went after Republican men like she did that senator. See, she has a track record of doing this. And the Democrats think that when they trotted her out there, that was going to be the demise of Donald Trump. The same with E. Jean Carroll and everybody else. And what they're doing is they're emboldening this man and the people who support him. It's backfiring, as it should.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
What is up with Target? What is the deal? What is with these companies? I don't know how many times you got to see something fail and you continue to do it. It's like, okay, this failed. Well, let's go at it again. Bud Light, Starbucks, whatever, all this woke BS. And let's do our part. Woohoo! ESG, I think is what they call it, right? Was governance something. I don't know what all that is. I don't even know what it stands for. But ESG, that's the thing today. Governance. Some sort of ranking system of how woke you are as a company.
When are stockholders going to revolt? And by the way, where are the ambulance-chasing attorneys when we really need them? See, somebody, there was a hit and run. And you need to be chasing the ambulance. Because in this particular case, look at the value of what happens with these companies when they go woke. And you end up losing a lot of money. A lot of shareholder value. Where are those attorneys? I think the part of it is, it doesn't last. I looked at Nike stock. It's well beyond what it was when we were all going to boycott Nike. And suddenly now, it's all okay. My son, I'll tell you, I'll admit, full disclosure, I don't buy Nike. But my son, he wants Nike. He'll get some. As soon as we go look at shoes, I'm looking at Adidas or whatever. And his thing is, Dad, they're all bad. And they are. Adidas is just, I mean, they're no better. So what's your choice? And I think that's where we are, right? We're like, well, Kevin, I could boycott this or that, but what am I going to go to? Starbucks, yeah. You could go to Pete's or you could go to a different. But where's Starbucks? On every corner? It's convenient. You either have to do without or just, you know, or you succumb. Target. In bad shape, man. They've already gone through the whole transgender bathrooms. And maybe that they look at it as, well, at least people know our name. They're putting a target on their own back, pardon the pun. But then you do. You're talking about it. But not in a good way. I don't shop it. I haven't been in a Target. Well, I've been in one, I think, since the transgender deal. I think I've been in there one time because we couldn't get something somewhere else. That's it. It used to be a place we went all the time. I liked Target. It was an upscale Walmart. Low bar. But it was an upscale Walmart. And I didn't mind going. I don't go. I intentionally don't go. And, you know, I'm not one of these people that, hey, Target, just so you know, I'm no longer going to your store because Target would be like, we miss you, black man? Okay, no problem. But I think if enough of us do it, it matters. But I come back to this. What are the long-term consequences? We're not going to teach CEOs lessons unless there are long-term consequences. Our power, folks, as conservatives, is in the pocketbook. We are amazing. And I would ask this question of all the companies that want to go woke, where are conservative values in your companies? Companies represent special interests in their marketing programs. They don't look at us. We're not a special interest. They figure, okay, we got shampoos and soaps and, you know, Hallmark cards and school supplies or whatever. Come in, get your stuff, and just be quiet. Not gay community. Not gay man, woman, NGMW community. Just come in, be quiet, shut up. Because all this is in here for you. But when gay people, or LGBTQIA, WTF, when they all come in, then suddenly, well, hey, here's our rainbow section over here, and here's this, and here's that, and we're catering to you. Well, I don't know about you, but I don't think vitamins care who takes them. I don't think school supplies care who use them. By the way, Crayola, you should get your money back for the rainbow on the box because I don't know. Do they think you're gay? Are Crayolas gay? It cracks me up. They want to do this special. Look at us. We have gay week, gay month, Disney, gay day for this, gay pride, blah, blah, blah. I've been harping on pride. I tell people I'm proud. I talk about not gay pride. I'm very proud to be not gay. I don't care if people are gay, but I'm proudly not gay. And you know when you say that, there are people out there right now, you're hearing me say that, and you're, ooh, Kevin, the pride. Hold on a minute there, Kemosabe. Those are for gay people. You can't be using that word, black man. That's like, pride is the P word. Kevin, you can't say the P word. You're not gay. I do say it. I'm proudly not gay. And the reason is, because I'm not gay, and I'm proud of who I am. I'm proud of my stance on things. I'm proud that when I go into a store, I don't go, huh, are these gay pants or are these straight pants? I don't know. I just go in, I buy products. I buy products as a human being. I go in, I make the transaction, and I leave. I don't look at any of the stuff and go, ooh, gay, whatever. Now, I will tell you this. I went into, I think it was Gucci. My son wanted to go to Gucci. We were in New York or somewhere. And just to look, because we told him, you're just looking. And we go in there, and the guy, here's our unisex line. There's no such thing. Not for me. If a guy wants to wear women's clothes, I don't care. That's his prerogative, but I'm not. Take me to the men's section. You know, where they got that crotch bikini, where I can put my junk in it. I want to go to the men's section. Anyway, we have the power in the pocketbook. The best dollar on the planet is a conservative American dollar. And I understand that there are companies may want to cater to the gay community. You may say, hey, listen, we do have a section over here that's colorful and it might appeal more to gay. Maybe it, I mean, I don't let gay people steal Pride or the rainbow, but let's play along. We got all this rainbow, you know, pants and shirts and all that, and then here's a gay section. If you want to do something that says we recognize that there's a special interest in that, it's like a hippie shirts, you know, the tie-dye stuff, right? Good equivalent, right? Everybody's not into that, but you'll go places and say, here's our tie-dye stuff. It's kind of a hippie thing, but most of that stuff was relegated to specialty shops. In other words, you made your show for the masses. And then if there was specialty stuff, like here's a shop that caters to goth kids. You know, a lot of black and white and makeup and all this stuff. So whatever's in the goth, here's that. And if your store can survive with that, great. But those specialty shops, and they do well. But no, now they want to take specialty and they want to make it to the masses. Think about what's going on there, the psychology of that. When, you know, I'll give you an example. I used to go to this place. I used to love black light posters. Loved them. And I go to this place to get black light posters. And I didn't realize it was a head shop. You know, they had black light posters, incense and all this stuff. And people got all their smoke paraphernalia. I've never done drugs in my life, but I didn't realize. But these shops are a lot of places. And then you find out there's some that don't sell dope, you know, or paraphernalia. But actually, most of them do, like Spencer's. But that's where you go. It's specialty. You wouldn't see that at a Target or Walmart. It's too specialized. So there's a small percentage of the population that's into that. Same with gay stuff. So why are you bringing it mainstream? You get what I'm saying? They're bringing it mainstream because they want it to be mainstream. Think about the pot shops. Why don't they bring that crap into Walmart? Why? A lot of people do drugs. They don't want to make it mainstream. So they're making this mainstream. Why? You know why. They want to make it so, like it's no big deal. Same thing with sexualizing your kids in school. It's no big deal. So what, they're in the second grade learning about anal sex or any other type of sex. Get used to it. It's the way that it is. I'm going to do a whole show on that and how Sigmund Freud sort of ushered in this free sex movement. And how people view sex. It's a very interesting discussion that I want to have at some point. But going back to Target, this guy ends up catering to the gay community in a way. And when it backfired, he then pivoted to George Floyd in a statement that he made to employees. I'm not going to bother to read it, but he essentially said, look, we're under fire. I believe in wokeism, even though I credited him for dumping all that gear. People are like, you need to get rid of this stuff. And he did. But he issued a company memo saying, we're still with you, LGBT. Don't worry, we haven't abandoned you. And oh, by the way, a shout out to George Floyd. Really? Come on, Target. You can do better.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.